We begin Ketzel Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Tes Sif Yud Aleph. Shachar Rosh Chodesh B'Chol HaMoed Yalu Yov B'Shachris. If on Rosh Chodesh B'Chol HaMoed one forgot to say Yalu Yov B'Shachris, Api Shlai Niska Ad La'achas Shespal Musaf, he doesn't realize until after Musaf that he had forgotten Yalu Yov Shekvar Hiska Shrosh Chodesh B'Shachol HaMoed, and therefore during the Musaf he already mention that today's Rosh Chodesh or today's Chol Hamoed. B'kamak m'tzarech l'achzal spal shachris, he should re-daven shachris. And if it's already past the time when one could daven shachris, yashlemana b'tfilas mincha. However, the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch Rav disagree, and they say that if you already daven musaf, even though you realize that you daven shachris, that you miss shachris with the Yal V'Yavai, you don't repeat shachris. The right thing to do, they suggest, is to find about Tfilu saying the Chazaras Hashatz of shachris and listen to his Chazaras Hashatz, and that will solve the issue. Moreover, the Marshag, the Shas Chuvas Marshag, says that if you are following the Pesach of the Ketzel Shulchan Aruch and you are repeating Shachris Shemon Esrei after you said Musaf Shemon Esrei because you realized you didn't say Yalav Yavai, the halacha is you don't have to put on tefillin again, even though because you obviously took off the tefillin on Rosh Chodesh, because we don't wear tefillin by Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, and certainly on Chol HaMoed, the halacha is that you don't you don't have to put on the tefillin again. And certainly, if you're going to put on the tefillin again, you should not make a bracha for that. Sif Yubayt, B'chol Makom Shu Tzarech L'Achzal L'Spalel, whenever the halacha requires that we daven over again, Tzarech L'Hamtu K'day Hilach Arba Amos, you have to wait between Shemon Esrei's the amount of time it takes to walk 4 Amos. Sif Yud Gimel, Shliach Tziv Shetob Tfilas Anachash, if the Shliach Tzibur made a mistake when he davened his Shemon Esrei and he missed Yalav Yavai, Ein Achoizim Espal Sheinis, he doesn't say over the Shemon Esrei quietly again. Nei Tercha Tzibur, because it's a Tercha de Tzibura, for to wait until he finishes saying the Shemon Esrei again. El Asoimach Al HaTfila Shi Espal B'Kol Rom, he relies on the Chazar Soshatz that he's going to say that should take care of the problem that he missed saying Yal V'Yavai in his Shemon Esrei. And since this tefillah, this Chazar Soshatz that he's saying, is not your regular Chazar Soshatz. Your regular Chazar Soshatz is because of Chazar Soshatz. Here the Chazar Soshatz is because you missed, is also because you missed Yal V'Yavai in your first Shemon Esrei. And therefore, in this Chazar Soshatz, the Baal Tefillah should say Yom Elokein Tzar, as he does when he says a Shemon Esrei, and also the Yafsi Shloish Pesis, he should take 3 steps back, just like he does when he davens a regular Shemon Esrei. Achim Tov B'Shalosh Prochus HaRishonis, but if a mistake that the Baal Tefillah made in his Shemon Esrei was doing one of the first 3 brachas, the Nisker Kanshish Tilosoi, and he recognizes, and the Halacha requires that he go back to the beginning of the Shemon Esrei, so going back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei is not considered such a big tircha de tzibura. It's not gonna make such a big delay, and therefore, under these circumstances, the halacha is yachsav yispalel. He should repeat the Shemon Esrei.